This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, farmers and the ag industry are always looking for innovation, both to drive demand and find ways to reduce waste products and help the environment. We may focus a lot on things like biofuels, aviation fuels, and other products that we make with our corn and soybeans. However, agriculture goes beyond just those two staple crops. There are other crops out there that can be doing more to help out our economy. We learn more right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
Beyond corn and soybeans, we grow other crops like wheat, cotton, and specialty crops like fruits and vegetables. It's especially true when we think about fruits and vegetables and the waste they can produce and the fact that it has so many other uses. Watermelons are one of those fruits that could lead to a lot of waste, but a company in Indiana is online, or getting ready to come online, with a waste reduction idea that would allow for the conversion of melon waste into bioplastic. AgriRenew is about to come online in Indiana, and Brian Southern is a co-founder of the company and talks about the 196,000-square-foot facility that will encompass 20 acres and employ 250 people. Even though they're not quite ready, he says the orders are already backed up.
So we'll be testing product first quarter of 2025. So as we're testing equipment and finalizing our process, that test product, demand for this is so high that our customers that are saying that we'll buy your test product. And then by the end of 2025, that facility will be close to production capacity.
Brian and his co-founder, wife Katie, talk about the journey to getting where they are and how they figured out how to get into this bioplastic future.
Working with the local farmers, we started to figure out there's a significant amount of watermelon waste. We started to do some experimentation and figured out that there are chemical properties that exist in watermelon that can be used as one of the ingredients that we can actually make a 100% biodegradable plastic. And so my wife, Katie, who's the co-founder, you know, she's a food scientist, and so she understands all the chemical properties. And then with my experience in chemical engineering, we were able to work together and come up with biodegradable plastics.
But their dream goes beyond just a facility that's going to manufacture plastics. There's also going to be an innovation center as part of the facility. That means they'll be able to employ scientists to help further their product development and also find more uses for watermelons and other food products.
We're openly collaborating with other plastics industry companies, scientists across the world from university, academia, everybody working jointly together on developing new innovation. By having that innovation center right here, right next door, it's going to create some huge opportunities.
Not only are they working with watermelons, but they're trying to also branch into cantaloupes, honeydews, and other melons to help see if they can get the same results or find products that suit those fruits better. The new facility will be coming online very soon and hopes to be supplying a lot of plastic products. And as we said earlier, the orders are already lining up. You can learn more by going to agrorenew.org to find out a lot more about what they're doing. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.